I'm Henry McNulty. This is From the Studio. I'm joined here today by folks from Lake City Playhouse to talk about their upcoming season and perform a song for us. My guests are Brooke Wood. Welcome, Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
Lorelei Provolt, welcome.
Thank you.
And Jolena Long.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit about this upcoming season. What do you have in store?
Well, we're very excited about our next season. It is a season full of, every year I start with a theme and I kind of build it around that. And so our theme this year is believe in, and then you fill in the blank with whatever. And our season is full of a lot of newer musicals, some stuff people don't know per se, and then some classics. We start with Finding Neverland, which is, of course, the story of Peter Pan and how it was written, kind of. And then we are also doing a Christmas show, we will be announcing that any second. And then we are doing American Idiot, which is, of course, Green Day. And that is a fantastic musical, and we've been wanting to do it for a very long time, so we're very excited to do that. And then we're going into You Can't Take It With You. I was like, I thought it was in the wrong spot. And of course, that's a fun classic play, and it's just a story on love and family and acceptance. It's just such a beautiful story, and it's so timeless. And then we're going into Bright Star, and then from Bright Star, we go into, of course, everyone's favorite, Newsies.
All right. Well, Let's talk a second about Lake City Playhouse in general, because I know that, you know, the theater has been through a lot mm-hmm. in recent years. Mm-hmm. Can you describe what that experience has been like?
Yes. Organized chaos. Yeah. No, it's been an uphill battle. We had a flood in 2021, and then we did a capital campaign to open us back up, and a pretty nice little remodel. So we got all new bathrooms, making two of which ADA, which is something we had never had. And then we updated our lighting through a grant from the Women's Gift Alliance. And so we've just really been working really hard at pursuing excellence, but also making sure that we still encompass the idea that we are a community theater, and it starts with community first.
So a lot of challenges, but it also sounds like you've turned those into some amazing opportunities.
Yes.
And some growth even with the building.
Yeah, yeah. So some amazing things are happening. We do have our first auction. It's coming July 16th, and that auction is really going to be to help fund some education programs that Jolena Long will be joining me in as our education in charge of our education programs, and it's a way of us giving back to the community. It started with a free after-school program for junior high students, and then from there we're going to do a homeschool program for some kids, and then we have all kinds of adult stuff coming. So, I mean, Jolena could probably talk a little bit on that.
Yes, I'm excited. I joined into Lake City Playhouse with their first show opening after the flood, which was Oliver. And I walked in, there was literally a hole in the floor. And I was like, where am I? So I've been here watching kind of the return of Lake City Playhouse. And as I understand it from talking to other people, it's had many returns because it's been there for so long. And as you can imagine, as the arts do, they ebb and flow in the community. And so it really has been a beautiful sort of uprising yet again since the flood. We've had some incredible people joining in since then. And the education portion of that is something we're really passionate about, something that we're really looking forward to cultivating, especially after seeing the need for it with the free after-school program that we offered this past year.
You and Lorelei are going to perform a song for us. Can you tell me a little bit about that piece and what it's from?
Yes. So I will let Lorelei in a moment talk about her role in this. But we have our summer show right now that we are in production for is Mean Girls, the musical. I'm sure everyone has heard of it, even if they are not a fan of it necessarily. But it is a iconic show. And this piece specifically is called I'd Rather Be Me, which is Lorelei's character's sort of big moment in recognizing what's important to her. And Lorelai, I'm sure you have found a lot of importance in this piece specifically.
I think the thing with this piece specifically is I think it's very much self-realization, because throughout the story we kind of see all of these different characters struggling with like having power struggles and having, you know, high school where everyone is just struggling to figure out who they are as people and where they fit on the totem pole. And I think, and like part of this story is that everyone is a mean girl. Like everyone, even the people who try their very best to be authentic and try their very best to be genuine, make mistakes and ultimately just want to be seen. And sometimes in doing that, make poor decisions and alienate relationships. And so I think that with this song, it's almost her realizing, like, I've been a mean girl too. And I've also made choices that have affected the people I care about. And at this point, I would rather just be authentic, because if I'm going to be dealing with these struggles myself, at the very least, I'm going to do it as myself. And I think that that's really important with just the entire theme of it, because at the end, everybody just wants to belong. Everybody wants to have a community theater. Everybody wants to have relationships that are genuine and important. And I think with this piece, it's just, it's a culmination of just all these emotions and all of these struggles just coming to a, doesn't matter, I am who I am, and that's all I can be.
I'm going to invite the two of you to head out to our performance studio, and we'll hear that song in just a minute. Brooke, how would you say that Mean Girls fits into the vision of the theater? And I know it's your summer show, but also into your upcoming season.
Yeah, for sure. So, for one, I think it fits in the sense of the reality of how we do things at the Playhouse. And I think we take great pride in being kind and direct, because I think sometimes the idea of who we are and growing people doesn't stop at a child. And so when we picked Mean Girls, which I have to admit hasn't always been one of my favorite shows, because I didn't see the whole purpose of it. And then last night I was sitting watching them practice and I was like, oh, that's what this is about. Like, this isn't about girls being jerks. This is about women actually like coming together and being like, oops, and I'm sorry. And this is it, and we're stronger together. And I think that that's a very important theme just as a whole for all of us right now. And at Lake City Playhouse, we're really proud of the fact that we are very strongly female ran, and we are very strongly kindness driven.
Well, let's hear I'd Rather Be Me, as performed by Lorelai Provolt as our vocalist, with Jelena Long at the piano.
Screwed you over, acted nice when she not nice. Well, I have some advice, 'cause it's happened to me twice. Here's my secret strategy, it always works, because the world doesn't end, it just feels like it does. So raise your right finger and solemnly swear, whatever they say about me, to join your game. I will say you make me mad, and if you treat me bad, I'll say you're bad. If I eat alone from this moment on, that's just what I'll do, 'cause I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me than be with you. We're supposed to all be ladies and be nurturing and care. Is that really fair? Boys get to fight, we have to share. Here's the way that that turns out, we always understand how to slap someone down with our underhand. So here's my right finger to how girls should behave, 'cause sometimes what's meant to break you makes you brave. So I will not act all innocent, I won't fake apologize. Let's just fight and make up, not tell these lies. Let's call our damage even, clean the slate till it's like new. It's a new life for me, where I'd rather be me. I'd rather walk it off with your notes and your rules and your games. And those sycophants who follow you, I'll remember all their names. And when they drag you down like they inevitably do, I will not laugh along with them and approve their palace coup, cause that's not me. I don't need their good opinions, I have plenty of opinions. Everybody has opinions, but it doesn't make them true. What's true is being me, and I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me than be with you. So raise them high, cause playing nice and shy is insulting my IQ. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me than be with you. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me than be with you.
That was Lorelei Provolt performing I'd Rather Be Me, accompanied by Julia Long. That's from the production Mean Girls. They're about to rejoin us here in the studio. And so I wanted to ask about this production. I know it's your summer show. When is this opening and playing?
July 24th.
July 24th.
And then it closes on August 2nd. And we actually have a really fun thing that we're doing because on Wednesdays we wear pink, if you know anything about the show. So we do have a show on a Wednesday in this show, which is something different for us. And we will be doing some fun pink themed drinks and fun stuff for people on that Wednesday. So that Wednesday is a little different thing for us. And we run, it's a 2-week run.
And are audience members invited to wear pink on that night as well?
Yes, there we go. Encouraged.
So hopefully you'll be looking out at a sea of pink clothes.
Yes. Yes, blinded.
Very appropriate for the piece. Yes. The one other thing that I want to hit is about that auction.
Yes.
Maybe you can give us a couple more details on that.
Yeah, July 16th. It starts at 6 p.m. This is our first Midsummer Night gala and auction. And we will have a beautiful dinner. It's held outside on the side of our building. I've actually been creating a new mural on the side to kind of set the tone for the space. We'll have dinner provided. We're going to have amazing entertainment, incredible live auction pieces that will be up for grabs. It's going to be beautiful.
A tour of breweries.
Tour of breweries is one of those
and
things.
And people can cultivate their own beer.
Yeah.
And name it, and they're going to name it something after theater. And then we have a cabin on Twin Lakes for a week that's been donated. I mean, we have some really great, great auction items. And the proceeds of the auction are to help with our education program and to help us build it, and then also to help within our aging building and some of the updates and things that we're really excited to just finish since the flood.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in. It was great to talk to you and have that performance. I've been joined by Brooke Wood, Lorelei Provolt, and Jolina Long. Thank you three.
Thank you.
For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Henry McNulty.